This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 20, 2021, an all-star lineup including David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, Billy Joel, Elton John, and The Who appear at the Concert for New York City at Madison Square Garden in a five-hour show to benefit the victims of 9/11. On this day in 1992, Arista Records releases Kenny G's Breathless. Although it received negative reviews from critics, the album would go on to reach number two on the Billboard 200 chart and be certified diamond for shipments of over 15 million copies in the U.S. On this day in 1979, Bob Dylan makes his only appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing three songs from his Christian album, Slow Train Coming. On this day in 1977, three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, his sister Cassie Gaines, one of the three backing singers, and manager Dean Kilpatrick, are killed in a plane crash en route from Greenville, South Carolina to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The remaining members, Gary Rossington, Alan Collins, Billy Powell, and Leon Wilkinson, were seriously injured, but they recovered. On this day in 1973, the Rolling Stones have the number one song in the U.S. with Angie. It is often reported that the song was written about David Bowie's wife at the time, the former Angela Barnett. But many reliable sources say the song is really about Anita Pallenberg, the longtime love of Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards. On this day in 1967, Apple Records releases John Lennon and Yoko Ono's wedding album. The LP came in an elaborate box set and included photos, drawings by Lennon, a reproduction of the marriage certificate, a picture of a slice of wedding cake, and a booklet of press clippings about the couple. The album was not well received, only managing to climb to 178 during a brief three-week stay on the Billboard 200. In Britain, it did not chart at all. And on this day, October 20, 1962, a record about a dance reaches the top of Billboard's Hot 100 singles chart. No, it's not The Twist, The Pony, The Slop, The Watusi, or The Mashed Potatoes. What is it? And who's the singer that made it famous? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 20, 1962, a record about a dance reaches the top of Billboard's Hot 100. No, it's not The Twist, The Pony, The Stomp, The Watusi, or The Mashed Potatoes. It's The Mash, The Monster Mash. Here's Bobby Boris Pickett.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
"It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Rex's a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.